Time now for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to go to find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on, what's coming up, and a chronological calendar of coming events. And they also have a great app for your smartphone as well. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning. Good morning, Marshall. It's lovely to be with you. And this week coming up is absolutely full of events. It's really a lovely set of events. And of course, I thought, oh, we'll all be concentrating on what's happening on Valentine's Day. But what's amazing is the number of events this week in libraries, one way or another, celebrating libraries, celebrating what they do and how they're part of the community. It really is wonderful to see this. So we could say it's sort of libraries and Valentine's week, and maybe we could mix one or two of those events together as well.
All right. Well, we will start off in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Hotel on North.
Yeah, I was looking through our calendar of events last week, and I thought, oh my gosh, there's a typo on Rural Intelligence. And I was absolutely, I sent off an immediate email to our editor and said, I think I spotted a typo. I feel really clever when I do that. And then she came back and said, no, this is exactly what we spelled. And it's quite an original and unusual idea, and it sounds great fun. And on Tuesday, February the 13th, Hotel on North is hosting what they're calling Galentine's Day, which is a celebration of friendship in the spirit of Leslie Knopp. And I have no idea who Leslie Knopp is. And then I started to look it up, and it turns out that she is a famous character from Parks and Recreation, the TV program. Anyway, I had no idea who this character was and why anyone would be celebrating in this fashion. But I'm told it's an event for women. It's going to be great fun. Apparently, it sounds like an excuse to enjoy an evening out. There are going to be all sorts of crafts. But more importantly, I have a funny feeling there's going to be cocktails and waffles, apparently. And apparently, Leslie Knopp, the character, loves her waffles. And they're going to extend the hours of Dorian Ginger, which is this lovely store at Hotel on North, for all sorts of shopping opportunities as well. So it starts off, if you're a woman and you feel like bonding with other women, Tuesday, February the 13th, up at in Pittsfield, Hotel on North, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. Sounds like a fun evening.
All right, let's go to library number one on February 14th, the Red Hook Library.
Yeah, and it's February the 14th, so it's Valentine's Day. And this is, I thought, was interesting because it gives it a slightly different twist on Valentine's Day. So this is an opportunity to enjoy a lunch and chocolates whilst the historic Red Hook people present the history of Red Hook's chocolate factory. Now, I'd known there'd been a chocolate factory there because obviously it's being repurposed and other things are going on there. But apparently the Baker Chocolate Factory used to produce 20,000 pounds of chocolate daily until it closed down. I'm not sure exactly when. You may have an idea. Anyway, closed down. And the Red Hook Historical Society is going to be talking about that, talking about the sort of local history and how it's affected local history in the Red Hook Library on Wednesday the 14th. It starts at 12 o'clock. You will have to register for this because obviously they need to work out, how many pieces of chocolate to bring. But it sounds like a little bit of a history tour as well as actually an opportunity to find out a bit more about what's going on in the neighborhood and enjoy the library. So it's good fun.
All right, on the 14th, library number two, Roxbury, Hodge Memorial Library.
Yeah, well, the libraries really are super in the way that they're sort of participating in the community, and they've adapted and they've grown from their traditional roles. And Roxbury is a lovely one as well. This is the Hodge Memorial Library in Roxbury, and they're bringing together some of the Roxbury's most talented actors to present a reading of Shakespeare's love sonnets. It's all accompanied by wine, by sweets, and the fire in the hearth. How many libraries nowadays have a fire opportunity? That's at 2 o'clock on February the 14th, so Valentine's Day. That's that Wednesday. So try out the Hodge Memorial Library that day.
We'll head over to Poughkeepsie on the 14th, Shadows on the Hudson.
Yeah, I just got to mention this. We did it last year, and it turned out one or two listeners actually went and really had a great time. Obviously, you have to sometimes think about going out with your significant other and having a quiet dinner and enjoying each other's company. And one place that really is very romantic and has a fantastic view is in Poughkeepsie, Shadows on the Hudson. And they have a really great Valentine's Day dinner. It's a prefixed menu, very reasonably priced. They're going to be busy, so you will need to make a reservation. But if you're looking for that last-minute reservation to take your significant other, this is definitely a great place to go. So that's Shadows on the Hudson, overlooking in Poughkeepsie, overlooking the Hudson.
On the 15th, we will travel to Rhinebeck, the Clinton Library Lunch and Learn.
Yes. Well, this is continuing the Valentine's Day feeling with another library as well. So Clinton Library have this series called Lunch and Learn. But this week, obviously, they're making it Valentine's Day sort of appropriate. So they're actually having a talk called Famous Love Stories of the Gilded Age. And you can actually enjoy a light lunch, and it's then followed by stories of true love and devotion, which have been researched by Maria Reynolds, who's the curator of the Salzburg State Historical Site. And she's going to be there. It starts at 12:30. Again, you're going to need a reservation because of they have to order the lunches, etc. But I thought it looked like a really lovely event in another library there. That's Thursday, February the 15th. At 12:30 in the afternoon.
All right, on the 15th at Bard College. How about the book Sticky Fingers?
Marshall, I thought of you when I saw this, and I thought this is just the sort of thing that you and I would love, actually. Joe Hagan is going to be at Bard College on Thursday the 15th at 5 o'clock in the evening to discuss his book, which is called Sticky Fingers, The Life and Times of Jan Wenner and the Rolling Stone magazine. And he's going to be talking about it with Stephen Metcalf, who's actually the host of Slate Culture Gabfest. Anyway, just to sort of set the scene from my point of view, years ago, I guess Rolling Stone magazine was going through a tough time and they needed cash fast. And they sent out a note to people saying that you could have a lifetime subscription to Rolling Stone magazine for a small pittance. It was less than $100, a lifetime subscription. And I signed up for it. I took advantage of it. And it's one of the greatest deals I've ever had because come what may, it's great to see Rolling Stone magazine sort of through the mail and enjoy it every month. So anyway, the bottom line is, Joe Hagan has written this book called Sticky Fingers, The Life and Times of Jan Wenner and Rolling Stone magazine. And it's all about Rolling Stone and the heyday of rock and roll. And also the book is a portrait of Jan Wenner, the man who was at the helm of the magazine, which really chronicled this amazing period, in pop history. Anyway, the nice thing is that Joe managed to get all sorts of candid looks at the era from with interviews from people like Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Elton John. He talks to Bono, to Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, all sorts of other people as well. And there's all sorts of details about some of the journalism that was done in Rolling Stone, has been done in Rolling Stone. Tom Wolfe was right of them. S. Thompson was. P.J. O'Rourke. So they also talk about those writers. And as we all know, Rolling Stone has had all sorts of internal political battles and internecine office politics. So that's all discussed heavily in the book. So it's absolutely fascinating ramble through really one of the iconic magazines of the late 20th century, really, and a bit into the 21st century, but really fascinating. Anyway, that's at Bard College in Red Hook, 5 o'clock. Go to their website for all the details of where you have to be, etc. But 5 o'clock on Thursday, February the 15th.
We will move on to Hudson. Hudson Hall on February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Ah, yes, this is, we mentioned this last week, And I'm really glad we got an opportunity to really go into a bit more detail this week. So Hudson Hall is looking at all sorts of ways of livening up Hudson in the winter. And they got the idea of holding the inaugural Hudson Jazz Festival this month. We talked a bit about it last week, but the this week it's really in full spring. It starts on the Friday night, runs through Sunday. You're going to have to go to their website for full details. There are going to be performances from Armin Donlian. There is the Ara Dinkian Quartet. There's pianist Joanne Brackeen, Aaron Goldberg, and James Francis. All sorts of other well-known people. So that you can put it all in context, Rural Intelligence actually went and interviewed Hudson Hall and found out who's coming when, and did a whole story on it. So you can go to Rural Intelligence, read our article about the festival, and of course, to get the exact timing of what's going on at that stage, I think you have to go to the Hudson Hall website and check it out. But if you're a jazz lover, this is a real opportunity. And just before we go any further, I want to also mention something that I think is going to be really significant, which starts on Thursday, February the 15th, and runs through February the 25th. So it's a 10-day festival. And I think we should mention it. It's up in Pittsfield. It's the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. Now, they've had this is the seventh winter arts festival located in Pittsfield. It's all centered around the Upstreet Cultural District. And the whole idea is that it's specifically designed to liven up February and really feature culture, which is really so central to this area in the summer, and show that actually there's a lot going on in the winter as well. So this year, they're going to be over 65 events over those 10 days. All sorts of local businesses are participating: Barrington Stage Company, the Beacon Theatre, Berkshire Arts Association, the Berkshire International Film Festival, the Berkshire Theatre Group, Hancock Shaker Villages got involved, Whitney Centre for the Arts, all sorts of things like that, and including one event which I think that we wrote about in Rural Intelligence this week, and I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. Jacob's Pillow Dance is also getting involved. And on February the 16th, at the Boys and Girls Club in Pittsfield, they are bringing down a Montreal-based dance troupe called Le Patin Libre in a performance which combines ice skating with choreography and performance art. And the reason it's in the Boys and Girls Club is because they have an ice skating rink there. So it sounds truly amazing. So it's led by this Canadian, Alexandre Hamel. He came from Montreal. He wasn't a traditional dancer in any way whatsoever. In fact, I think he was merely more sports-based ice hockey person. And then he saw contemporary dance and was inspired by it. And he thought, well, you could really take dance onto the ice if you had some really spectacular people, and he's created this dance troupe. They perform all around the world. In fact, this week he's been in Europe with them. They perform sort of urban dance, things like hip hop and b-boy, but they've managed to develop a new dance vocabulary because they're on ice. And it's not your traditional Olympics type of ice dancing. It really is much more, in your face, aggressive, but tremendous fun. It sounds absolutely great fun. We've written a big story about it in Rural Intelligence this week. It's called Jacob's Pillow Puts Skates on Pittsfield's 10x10 Festival. It's on the front page of Rural Intelligence. So if you get a chance, now it starts at 8 o'clock on February the 16th in Pittsfield. I think it's going to be really popular. The festival has well attended events, but this sounds just like it's going to be a great fun event, and it's wonderful to see a new take on dance right there in the middle of Pittsfield on a winter's day. So check it out, Friday, February the 16th at the Boys and Girls Club in Pittsfield.
We will move on to the barn at Egremont Village Inn Comedy Night.
Yes, yeah. I'm not sure how many people know Dave Hill, but he's going to be there in South Egremont on Friday night at the barn at Egremont Village Inn, as you say. He is a comedian, he's a writer, he's a musician. He's appeared on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He's been inside Amy Schumer. He's been at Midnight. He's been on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, all sorts of other things. He's a big contributor. A lot of people may have heard him because he's a contributor to This American Life. Anyway, he's going to be down there at the barn at 8 o'clock on Friday, February the 16th.
We will move on to Pittsfield once again, February 17th through the 25th, the outlet at Pinecone Hill.
Yeah, I always mention this because, frankly, there are very few opportunities to get better bargains in the region, but the outlet at Pinecone Hill is having its traditional President's Day, President's Week sale, actually. And so prices are slashed on a whole lot of their outlet products. So if you're looking for rugs or you're looking for pillows or bedding or loungewear, all sorts of things, then you definitely can find some absolutely fantastic bargains up there at Pinecone Hill. And it starts on February the 17th, but it runs through Sunday, February the 25th, all up there at the outlet in Pinecone Hill.
On the 17th, we will head to the Berkshire Anthoneum.
Well, another library. It's holding. We talked about this last week, and I thought, oh, this is really interesting how a great idea in one region actually is spotted by another region in the Rural Intelligence Robin Hood area, and it's taken up by them. But the Berkshire Anthoneum is holding its Berkshire Seed Library, and this one's a grand opening. So they are taking this idea that you keep your seeds, you store them over the winter, you go to a big swap opportunity, and you can swap your seeds to other people's seeds. You can hear about how it all operates. And of course, who better to arrange this all but from the gardeners at the Hancock Shaker Village. So that's what they're doing. They also go into more details about how you can really best benefit from these seed swaps. And the great idea is that, of course, a lot of these seeds are going to be local, they're organic, all that type of thing. So it starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, February the 17th, runs till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So a great opportunity to get your gardening skates on in another library.
And we will move on to the Monument Valley Middle School on the 17th. It is the Berkshire-grown Winter Farmers Market.
Yeah, they keep on going. You can't turn these farmers markets down, which is fantastic. It's more money for them in the winter, which is the tough time in many respects. And also it gives you an opportunity to buy great food at great prices. So on the February the 17th, it's at the Monument Valley Middle School. And as you would expect, there's also all sorts of locally grown and produced foods and fruits and vegetables, cheeses, meats, breads, preserves, all sorts of things like that. Starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, February the 17th.
Well, it's a big night in Falls Village on the 17th. Midwinter's Night in the Village is back.
Yes, well, we said it was Library Week, and this week it's the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. They're bringing back their incredibly popular midwinter fundraiser. They have them on a regular basis, and the reason, and we've mentioned them in the past, so Falls Village really gathers around for this one. The main feature of a midwinter's night in the village is their really famous 16-foot-long breadboard, which is piled high with a great variety of homemade breads, everything from sort of dessert, very sweet dessert loaves to hearty, savory breads. They stack it up with all sorts of delicious hors d'oeuvres, and then afterwards there's all sorts of chocolate treats. So it really is a great opportunity. What they do, really clever, they go to all the people in the village and they really get together a whole lot of local personalities who perform poetry, sing. There's also some comedy. This year they're going to have a round of the competition Name That Tune, which sounds like it's going to be great fun as well. And that's in Falls Village at the David Hunt Library. You get all the details on their website. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening and is a real opportunity to get together with the village spirit and support their local library.
And we'll continue on the 17th with a comical mystery tour.
Yeah, we've talked about these guys before, and Bentford Hall has become really a great location for them up in Lennox. This comical mystery tour puts on these dinners. You have dinner and you watch these actors put together hilarious scenes, and you get an opportunity to try and find out who was the murderer in some of these theatre shows they put on. And this one sounds hilarious as well. It's all about the famous author J.J. Rowling. And he's going to be toasted in his hometown library by the characters Dewey Decibel, Conan the Librarian, Mrs. Brooke Snooty, and Harriet Potterson. And they are all the characters in this show. They all assembled apparently to shower J.J. Rowling with praise, or is there something other going on that we will find out about if you attend this comical mystery tour at Bentford Hall? It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday the 17th. And they really made a great success of that whole event, so it should be tremendous fun on that evening.
And in Cornwall on the 17th, the Cornwall Library has Dancing Under the Stars.
Yeah, our next library. Well, actually, I think this is our last library as well. Yeah, Cornwall Library. They also have a big fundraiser, and because of these libraries making such a big impact on the community, they do need their funding. So Cornwall Library is holding its fundraiser on Saturday, February the 17th. It's lots of tremendous food, but they is concentrating on dancing with music by Bob Parker's Jive by Five band. The ticket price includes the buffet dinner as well as the dancing. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. Again, go to the Cornwall Library website for full details and to make a reservation. You have a real chance to enjoy a lovely evening out, support your local library, and meet your fellow library goers as well. So, good fun.
17th and 18th in Lennox, Lover's Spat Round 2.
Yeah, this is a tremendously successful thing that Shakespeare and Company put on, and they are coming back for Round 2. And it's, of course, perfect for Valentine's Day weekend, as it were. So Shakespeare and Company are putting on a whole series of staged readings of funny, moving, and outrageous scenes from Shakespeare's famous couples when they are loving, when they're fighting, when they're scheming, when they're wooing. It's all put together under the auspices of Alison Larkin, who stars in it, who's a real character. We talked about her before. She's really well known for a whole series of things in the region, not least the fact that she does a lot of audiobooks. She reads a lot of audiobooks, and so she's well known for that. It's directed by Alan Burrows as well. There are two shows. There's one on Saturday night at 7 o'clock and then on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as well. It's all at Shakespeare and Company in Lennox. Do check out the website for full details. It sounds like it's going to be a lovely evening out if you're looking for something Valentine's related, and then you can wander on for dinner afterwards. So great fun if you're looking for something to do the weekend of the 17th and 18th.
And that'll wrap up a very, very busy week. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I look forward to it.